The Oregon Trail had plenty of dangers for the many immigrants who traversed its path, but here in southern Idaho was a big choice travelers had to make, a choice that could greatly impact the chances for a safe journey to the West. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
By the time immigrants reached what is today Three Island State Park in southern Idaho, they had been on the trail for 3 to 4 months. It was here they had an important decision to make.
This was pretty much the major point where they decided whether they needed to get onto the north side of the river or the south side of the river. North side being more grass, more feed for the cattle, more water, shorter, not quite as dry. South side being more rugged, longer, drier, less grazing, less water.
Vance Pruitt says the benefits of the north side of the Snake River were lucrative, yet attempting to ford the mighty waterway kept many from crossing.
They had the three islands, for one thing. Getting from one to the other along the south bank was fairly shallow, but they did have to cross the main channel, which was the most treacherous part of the crossing.
Traversing that main channel was treacherous, though. Moving wagons, supplies, animals, and people across the span was always a challenge.
It was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 feet. Very strong and very swift. Whether it doesn't really look like it when you look at it now, and it's really kind of hard to tell what it was exactly like, 150 years ago. But there was a channel. It was probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 7,500 foot long that they basically had to swim or float.
It was not until the mid-1800s that a ferry was available.
Most of the immigrants didn't know how to swim, for one thing, and they got a lot of help from the Native Americans, which I think really helped a lot.
Today, there are reenactments each year of the crossing here at Three Island. Traveling the countryside at Glenn's Ferry, Idaho, I'm Andrew McRae.